I go on vacation and there's a new kid when I come back. What's the deal?
Always a new kid.
Well, welcome, Micah. We're so glad that you're here. Are there other? I see other kids out there. Don't be shy. We have prizes today. Seriously, come on. So what is today? Easy there, Peggy. What exciting day is there today?
I don't know.
Pentecost! Isn't that great? Can you say Pentecost? Pentecost. I don't think so. Pentecost. What happens on Pentecost? Do you remember? Jesus gives the Holy Spirit to his disciples. And on the day of Pentecost, well, it's not on the day of Pentecost that that happened. On the day of Pentecost, the disciples went out to preach, and the Holy Spirit came on them as with tongues of fire. Do you see? I'm not sure I get the connection. Tongues of fire. Where are the tongues of fire? I've got fire on. Where else do you see tongues of fire? It's the Spirit coming down. Where else? Over on the altar. Where else?
Over there.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing. Oh, I see over there. Where else? Look up. Just when you thought you were safe in church. There are either spiders or floating jellyfish. No, all around us, tongues of fire. And do you notice where the tongues of fire are?
Almost everywhere.
Almost everywhere, over all the people.
Yeah.
That's who God gave the Holy Spirit to. To... not just the 12 disciples, not just to all the pastors, and not just to the good people, but to, oh man, even them. And then, no, it's not naughty. It's all about what you do with the fire.
Oh yeah, good.
And then Jesus breathed on them and there was a rush of wind. Now here's the deal. Just plain wind, what's it good for, unless you're a sailor? What's good? What wind isn't all that good. So I thought about that gift of the Holy Spirit, and I thought,
tsunami.
Let's see, tsunami, hurricanes, thank you, Mr. Doom. All right. What is this?
A balloon.
It is not. It's an empty balloon. You are always so smart. It's not just a balloon. It's an empty balloon. What's it good for? Blowing up. You have to do something. You know, well, you could if you wanted to. Wear it as a nose. I was at a wedding recently where my sister-in-law did that. It was pretty silly. But it needs something done to it. What does it need?
Air.
It needs air. Do you know anyone with a lot of hot air?
Yeah.
I was going to give it to Pastor Don, but... No, I got to make sure I don't faint. Because it's a distinct possibility.
Make All right. Sure so it doesn't
fall off. So now what's it good for? Yeah, you could kind of play with it or whatever. But you know, when Jesus gave the disciples the Holy Spirit, he breathed on them just like I breathed into this balloon. But if they just kind of kept it for themselves, it's sort of boring, right? What happens if you just, if we just tied this balloon up, right? Tied it up and we waited, what would happen? How many balloons have you kids had?
Two. I think I had like seven.
You've had seven balloons, you poor kid.
I've had one.
What happens if you just let it sit like this?
Deflate.
It deflates. The air goes out of it. And then can you blow it back up?
No.
No! You've already tied the knot in it. But
well,
check it out. See, and that's how the Holy Spirit is. If God gives us the Holy Spirit and we don't do anything with it, what happens?
Yeah.
That's right. We get really small and tiny, and then we close the church. But if you let...
I know what you're doing.
If you let it go... That's much smaller, but you know what? It gave away its gift. It made us joyful, and we saw it fly around. When the Spirit is let go, the Spirit that's been given to you, when you give it away, amazing things can happen. So I thought, because of OSHA requirements, I'm not allowed to distribute balloons. Keep this in mind. OSHA kills a lot of fun things. But it keeps us safe. But I thought about a different kind of balloon that might be fun. Bubbles. And so, here you go, bubbles. You feel free to blow bubbles during communion. It's fine. Bubbles for you. And then here's one for your brother. He can't quite use it yet, but your dad will help him. And then I see there's some kids over in your quadrant over there who didn't come up for the children's sermon. So you're going to take them bubbles too, okay? Liam? You are the bubble distributor. So every time you blow a bubble, I want you to think about the Holy Spirit.
Here Jacob you go. Needs a bubble.
And Jacob needs a bubble too. Think about the Holy Spirit and the gift that God gives us, okay? Thank you. And you guys can go back to your places. We'll sing the second two verses.